All who come to this happy place, welcome.
You people have been chosen to reveal our existence to the world.
You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward.
How you will receive us?
Because it's all part of the plan.
You must take your place in the circle of life.
People line up for them, cheer them, scream their names, and years later they'll tell how they stood in the rain for hours just to get a glimpse of the one who taught them to hold on.
Would you be willing to train all the days from this day to that? For one chance, just one chance,
to be
a god.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Ace of Spades. I'm Ace and I'm here with...
James.
Alright. Alright. I got a story to tell you. You know how I said after we do like 50 episodes of show, 50 episodes or so, I'll start uploading them to iTunes?
Yes.
Well, I was bored, so I was like, all right, let's start doing it now. Apparently, it's not as easy as uploading something to iTunes. What you have to do is you have to go to a separate place. This place I went to was called Podomatic.com. You have to create the podcast there. Then it creates something called an RSS feed. And then you have to submit the feed through iTunes to iTunes. Then they approve it. Then your podcast will appear, right?
And they're like, it's so, not good enough.
Try again. But the thing that's weird about it is if you want to say like, say there's a typo in iTunes that says like episode 2 twice or something, right? You have to go to Podomatic, delete it there, then the feed is like a connecting to the two sites, Podomatic and iTunes, and then it'll change it in iTunes. So you can't do anything in iTunes to change it. You know what I'm saying? That took me hours and hours to figure out, because you have to like read codes and things like that, and I don't know how to. So eventually I got it done. Secondly, if you want to sell something, found it. We can't sell podcasts. We can't charge people for it. You can do it for music and all that other stuff, but you can't do it for podcasts. So our podcasts are going to be free, and I was thinking for our movie mobile type, our special one, I'll submit that as an audiobook, and we'll charge $5.99 for that. You know what I'm saying?
Movie mobile.
Well, that special where we go like into a different dimension of time with movies, and I do sound effects and all that, and we'll charge for that. And we'll release that maybe after 50 episodes once we get enough subscribers. Then they can pay for it, and we'll do that. So that way we can make money off this. Anyways, this is a cool part. I'm holding a box right now. In order to promote this podcast, I haven't seen it. I only did it online. I bought business cards that we could, like, it has to be like a Barnes & Noble or someplace social where hippies go. I'll give half to you, half to me.
Starbucks.
Exactly. And then just like try to hide them somewhere and put a stack there so people like go to it. But, all right.
Give me 1,000. I see about 500 mailboxes a day.
I was like, I need... Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is perfect.
Print out flyers. I don't care.
There you go, sir. You see, look on the front, and you're like, it's a logo of like an ace.
Oh, playing cards.
And there's an arrow.
Wait.
And it says, you read it.
Out loud?
Yep.
Ace of Spades is a free...
Ace of Spades is a free podcast about an aspiring filmmaker, Ace, in parentheses, who gets together with his friend, James, every week to review movies and talk about the many events that transpire in their lives. How to listen to it. Step 1, type Ace of Spades in your iTunes store search bar and hit enter. Then select podcasts. Step 2, select the image that is shown on the reverse side of this card. Oh, it's an Ace gold thing. Step 3, listen and enjoy. Step 4, if you enjoy it, be sure to subscribe and share it with your friends. P.S. The more you listen to it, the better it gets. Just because while I was doing this, I was listening to our first episode. I'm like, this sucks so bad. So that's when I wrote the P.S. But, yeah, the people listening to this, like, it doesn't even matter for them because they would have already in order to download it, they have to download it from iTunes. But I just wanted to say our podcast is officially up on iTunes. Hopefully when we get farther along, iTunes. I can make a custom logo. This is just one I found on, like, Google Images or something. We could do, like, a custom one with our faces or something. But, yeah, I'll give you half of these. I don't know where you should throw. I come in here and there's, like, they're all over the floor. You want to stuff them in your cubby or something?
Should be rubber bands.
Rubber bands? Oh, yeah, the ones you flicked at me. Here you go.
Can I get another one? Another rubber band?
Alright, but not besides that, one. I guess, saw Gone with the Wind. All of it.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. You know what? It's not as racist as you think. The first half hour is pretty racist, though, because, they're a plantation owner, so it just fits with the times.
Well, I got nothing wrong with the racism.
Yeah. But... But there's this part where they have a party and all the girls are like sleeping in one bed or whatever, and it shows them and they pan up and there's just this black kid with a giant leaf like going back and forth, and then it pans back even more and you look in the next bedroom and there's a black girl waving one back and forth trying to keep him cool or whatever. But literally I gave it a 10 out of 10. I thought it was perfect all the way through, and as I finished, I literally took the DVD and I put it on the stack with Always and Sunny in Philadelphia stack, the one I was going to give back to you, but then I was like, he's never going to fucking watch this.
I don't get time for 4 hours.
Would you watch it if I gave it to you, though, eventually?
No.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Like, it was such a good movie, because from the impression of the case, I thought it was a love movie. It's all about Gettysburg, and it's all about war, especially the second half. Like, there's this one shot where it was like, I wanted to look at the production value, but there had to be like 1,500 extras just dead in the background because they didn't have CGI and they couldn't do overlaps. That was cool. I saw Apocalypse Now. See, this is James and me haven't met in like, I mean, haven't met. We haven't seen each other in like 2 weeks, so I started binge watching all of the 3-hour films. Apocalypse Now was pretty good. It's definitely not in my top 10, but maybe it's because there was the Redux and he threw in all those deleted scenes. Did you see the Redux?
Yeah.
Oh, so you saw the French plantation that was just totally random with
the boobs.
The boobs. Yeah. I was going to bring that up too. I saw it and I smiled. I'm like, James would like this. But, where's my phone? No, where's my phone?
I don't know.
Okay, I called you, so I put it in the box. No.
Probably on the road somewhere.
Don't fuck me. Oh, God. It's fucked up. Hold on, I gotta find my phone. People listen to this are like, what the fuck? Okay, there we go.
Oh, right there.
I was just sitting on it.
It's broken. You left it in a new one.
Okay, we're making good time. Yeah, but Apocalypse Now, I don't know. I give it probably like a 5 out of 10. It was good, but like if I saw the original before I saw the Redux, because I went through the pamphlet on the inside and every scene that wasn't in the original was highlighted, and like it was like, these are the scenes that were cut out and put into this one. And like all those scenes, I was like, these are the ones I want to cut it out.
Have you seen Full Metal Jacket?
No.
Oh.
I know, I'll get to it. I'm behind on my war movies. My favorites right now are probably Saving Private Ryan and Black Hawk Down.
So what about Gladiator? Does that count
as a war movie? I was literally going to come in here. I hate this mind thing that we have, because I was literally going to come in here and say, like, what are your favorite war movies? And I was going to say, no, it was like one of those weird things where I was just picturing us doing the podcast and you asked me, what's your favorite war movies? And I was going to say, well, do Crusader movies thing. But that was like me. What's that called? When you're falling asleep and it's like, there's got to be a name for it. It's like,
thinking.
Shut up. It's like you're asleep, then you're awake, and then in between, it's like, you know when you're in the dream, but then you blink and you're out of it and you completely forget what you were thinking of like 2 seconds ago. Like you can't even remember, even though they can't read you nodding your head yet.
Well, I don't know.
We were doing so good.
I don't know what to respond. I don't know the answer.
But, what were you talking about? Yeah, sure.
What you were just talking about. forgetting.
Yeah, because you ever see Kingdom of Heaven?
Yeah.
I like that movie. I was going to throw that up there.
I didn't really like it when I was younger, but now that, like, I can understand storylines and stuff.
300 movie.
I get the director's cut Blu-ray.
I do, too. In your face. Actually, I have the director's cut not on Blu-ray. Special edition.
Wow.
In your face.
Well, they can fit more on a Blu-ray disc, so that's probably why mine's only two.
Okay, take it easy. Oh, yeah, another thing about Podomatic is... another thing about Podomatic is... it only has 150 megabytes of free space. And we've done 67 megabytes, right? So we're good for the next, like, five podcasts. But in order to expand the 150 megabytes to 2 gigabytes, I have to pay $10 a month. Which I'm going to do probably right before we reach that deadline of 150 megabytes. And then I'll just have them charge me each week. I wish there was a way, like, I sent them an email. I said it would be a lot easier for me to just, like, pay, like, 120 whatever upfront, because I hate people just taking shit out of my account each month. But they're like, yeah, we know that's difficult. We've been looking into that. I can't do it, blah, blah, blah. So I'll just, it's only 10 bucks, so I don't see it.
They don't have, like, a year-long subscription?
They do. But it's like, I don't want to do that right now because then my bank will go. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I'm trying until I reach $1,600, which is my goal for the camera equipment. After that, I could do the yearly thing. But I want to make sure I get the camera equipment definitely on time. So in order to do that, I'm just going to do the $10 each month. Why do you keep trying to stick me, man?
Well, I don't know. You keep complaining and then... like... planning about nothing since you wrote an email to them for no reason.
That's basically what he sounded like when he responded. He's like, what the fuck are you talking about? But,
this guy's confused.
How have you been?
Good, working a lot.
Yeah, I know that.
That's about it, working.
That's about it, yeah.
Working.
You made me feel bad because I'm always texting if you can hang out, and you're like, oh, I just got off work, I'm pretty tired. Literally, I was about to text you. I was going to go off on you because if I text you today, do you want to do it today? And if you were to say, well, I just got back from work, I'm really tired, I was going to respond to you with, fuck you, I just got done doing a truck and I absolutely have the highest energy to go see a movie. And I sent it and I was like, oh, this is going to be great. And you sent back and you're like, yeah, I could do it. And I was like, son of a bitch. But,
well, my job's hard too.
Yeah, sitting in a car, driving around in an automobile.
I drive to a spot, and then I get out
and
walk.
And then you pull up next to a nail box, and you toss something in.
Oh, except I don't do that. I'm in the mean streets of fucking downtown Concord.
All right. But, you know the, whatchamacallit? The James special delivery thing that we were going to do?
Yeah, it confuses me.
Yeah, we're going to do... Yeah, okay, good you brought that up. I thought, I was listening to it too, and at first I was like, okay, it was funny, but then I was just like, it doesn't really make all that sense. So instead, once you say, that's another thing. The whole premise is, I gotta say it again because there might be a new listener or whatever, but I write a word down. Originally I was to put a word at the beginning of the podcast, and if you say that word during the podcast, you'd hear a theme song, then you'd have to tell us something about your mailroom. Instead of doing that, I'm gonna keep the word in my mind. Because I thought the people listening would just be looking for that word as opposed to listening to us, you know what I'm saying? And then if you say the word... Oh, nope, that's that's my hip-hop music. We're just going to do this. No, oh, that's good. I guys, hold on a sec. All right, it's just going to be this. That's it. And then just CeeLo Green.
Scream?
Yeah, so if you were to say the word, I'd play this. Fuck.
Well, it can only be good things about my mail route.
Yeah.
Because I can't get fired over something.
You see, now you know how I feel about... I'm not even going to say it because I don't feel like going in and editing it.
What?
Fuck. Okay, well. Fuck you.
More like, I'll just say game mark.
How much longer we got? We got like 10 minutes. All right. Yeah. All right. Well, today we're going to see Expendables 3. Are you excited for it, sir?
No.
No?
I guess.
Was anyone in the movie you're particularly excited
Well, yeah,
about?
Mel Gibson, obviously.
Oh, it looks like... It looks like you said the magic word. It was Mel Gibson. Can you? I set you up. I wanted to. Tell us a story about your mailroom.
No, it was good.
No, don't. Story.
So.
Something that happened.
I was walking to this mailbox and I was like, wait, this isn't 22 South State Street, this is 24 South State Street. So I had to walk back to 22 South State Street.
Alright guys, well, join us next time when he has a better story. Bro, you gotta work on that, man.
I can only say good things.
Literally, whenever we come to do this, have one prepared, like in your pocket. Like, there's always stuff that happens during the day that you forget, but if you remember, it'd be bomb. Because there's 1,000 things that happen to me at my work that happen, but I forget all the time.
Well, maybe you should do a story.
Well, let's see. Alright, Expendables 3, you're not excited?
Not really.
I'm not really excited either. I only came because I thought you were excited about this movie. Oh. That's why I put it in. Because literally I said, Expendable. I said, did you see Expendables 1 and 2? And you're like, oh, number 3 is going to have Mel Gibson. I'm like, oh, he's excited for it. I'll add that to the list. But I'm not excited to see this either. Like, at all.
I'll just hang out then.
Do you want to?
Yeah.
I don't mind because I can wait till it comes out on DVD.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Sweet. We're hanging out. Anyways, alright guys, sorry about before when we said we were seeing Expendables 3, but both of us were not really interested. Have you seen the first two?
No. I think really? I saw like the first 10 minutes of the first one. I was like,
it sucked,
oh, this
right?
is just a bunch of unbelievable stuff.
Okay, yeah. Because I was going to tell you like after
I mean, it's not as bad as that. What is that shitty movie called?
I'm not going to say it because I think you're thinking
100%.
I think it's the same one. I don't know, Lucy maybe?
Yeah.
But I saw Expendables and Expendables 2 and I thought it was just stupid.
So what was all that black shit that was coming out?
Alright, let's stop talking about Lucy.
Made it a USB drive.
But I was to prepare the script. Yeah, I'm just shutting
man,
you up.
Man, am I angry about that movie.
To prepare the script for the commercial we're going to do, I had to edit out, like, it took me forever. I had to rip stuff from movies from YouTube and download to my computer that we can use. And there's this one bit that I threw in there because I thought you'd die about, but listen to this. You've seen Batman Begins, right?
The
very first one with Scarecrow?
No.
You haven't? Okay, well, I can explain it to you now. There's this part where this guy with a gun is looking for Batman in a warehouse, and he's like, where are you? And Batman behind him is like, here. And the guy screams. So I took that clip and I edited it a bit, and I thought you'd enjoy it.
Remember when Big Daddy was in a warehouse? No, that was pretty badass.
Who's Big Daddy?
From Kick-Ass.
Oh, yeah. I saw Kick-Ass 2 2 weeks ago. It was pretty good. It wasn't as good as the first one. I liked, have you seen Kick-Ass 2?
Yeah. I saw it in the theaters.
I like the end of it. When, what's his name? He played McLovin. He's fallen down, spoilers, but he's falling down. And, like, he totally believes he lives in a world of superheroes. And he's like, come on, Kick-Ass is like, come on, man, it's not real, this isn't real, you're really gonna die. And he's like, fuck you, and he hits his hand. And as he's falling, he's like, no, wait! Like, he just realizes. But, alright, this is it right here.
Where are you?
James.
That made me laugh so bad. But, and this is the last thing. Before the last podcast, we were talking about how you burped, and I couldn't figure out if it was a burp or not.
Yeah.
But, okay. I'm going to put it on loop so it keeps playing, so we can figure it out. If this is really you burping, because I knew you burped at one point during the podcast, but I couldn't hear except for this one time. This is the most professional burp I've ever heard, because literally it sounds like you're talking and somebody like edited it in a burp, because it doesn't even affect you. You don't pause, you don't breathe, you just keep talking as if it never happened. But here it is.
Eat most of the time. And then I watch. Eat most of the time.
It's like there's no reaction.
Most of the time. And then I watch. Eat most of the time.
It's like, I just love it because there's like nobody even a dip. It's, I don't, that's a burp, right?
Yeah.
Eat most of the time. And then, I watch eat most of the time.
Well, I was talking about eating and... When's the McDonald's part happening? I'm hungry.
All right. Let's see. We've been going like 18 minutes. Let's try to kill 12 more.
Well, I don't want to be a wet blanket, but
that's a good wish.
Since we're right here in Hooksett and not too far away is Burt's Better Beers.
You want to go get some beers and drink and then do the rest of this?
Or no, well, I was saving them for the weekend, but, like, he kind of closes kind of early. And
all right, let's go. All the time. All right.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I just don't know how long we've been Oh, here it is.
Hold on, guys. My voice is really loud. Oh, it's 22 minutes. That's, I don't know. It's relatively short. What should we call this episode? It should be, Edgy, we're talking about stuff we're going to do. What's a word? Let's give it a word. Because I can't throw a movie title.
Never mind.
Never mind? No. Really, like, well, you have the worst titles ever. Like, when we were coming up with the idea for the movie, it'll be like, you're like, gay, fuck. And I was like, no, we're not, no.
I wouldn't want to see gay fuck.
If I saw a car like that. This is the... educational promotion. All right, see you guys next week.
That's stupid as fuck.
All right.
Hello, Raymond. You should feel a little more relaxed in your favorite Kmart clothes.
Tell him, Ray.
Kmart sucks.